Yes, I'm a construction worker, and I hurt my back, and he said that my cartilage damage is permanent. Is there anything that can be done?
Well, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
And what do you normally take for fluid replacement when you're working out in construction? What do you drink during the day?
Water, Gatorade.
You don't drink any soft drinks?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because normally construction workers drink a couple of liters of Pepsi a day, right?
Yeah, I can probably put down a liter pretty easy.
And did you take any vitamins or minerals while you were working in construction?
Just recently started.
When you were in construction, prior to the back problems?
No.
Yeah, a lot of construction workers will tell me, well, Doc, if it ain't in the Pepsi, I don't get it, right? And so you're a perfect candidate for the pig arthritis formula plus the EFA. You need all 90 essential nutrients, and give up the bad things. Give up the soft drinks and the iced tea and the lemonades and give up the fried foods and the margarines. And I can just tell you, with your age, you can honestly expect to see some really recognizable results in a very, very short time, 60 to 90 days. And it doesn't matter what the doctor said. If you do the right things, get rid of the bad stuff, take all 90 essential nutrients, making sure you get that collagen and the glucosamine sulfate and the chondroitin sulfate, you will repair your vertebrae, you will repair the cartilage, and you will repair the disc.
Dr. Wallach, it just seems like every week I pick up a newspaper and I see about our young athletes having problems with their bodies falling apart. What can we give our athletes and our children so that they can be healthy and have long lives that we want as well?
That's a great question, because most people believe that exercise is good for you. And that was always a great question. You know, is exercise good for you? Is it necessary for health and longevity? And when you inspect this question, you have to look at professional athletes who spend most of their teenage years and going through university and the semi-pros and the pros training and practicing and doing their events. And if exercise was the factor in living a long, healthful life, athletes should live longer than couch potatoes. But when you look at this critically, couch potatoes in America live to be 75.5, and the average athlete, depending on the sport and their level of competence, live to be 62 to 68, far short of what a couch potato lives to be. And of course, athletes suffer from a great many joint diseases and bone injuries and tendons and ligaments, back, neck, shoulders, ankles, knees, and hips, and have to suffer through an enormous amount of surgeries to deal with this. And athletes develop some 800 different diseases. And what is it? Why is it that athletes don't fare as well as the couch potato? Well, it's simply because athletes sweat more in 5 years than couch potatoes do in 75 years. And when you sweat, you're not just sweating out Gatorade, you're sweating out all 60 essential minerals. And they're called essential minerals because if they're missing for any length of time, you get some horrible degenerative disease, many of which are life-threatening. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out who's more likely to be debilitated or even die of these life-threatening diseases. An athlete who sweats out quarts of sweat during an event or training or practice, or a couch potato who's laying on a couch in an air-conditioned den, switching the channels, yelling, "Honey, bring in the popcorn, I'm changing the channels." And this is very serious because the Center for Disease Control says that as many as 100,000 young athletes under the age of 30, 100,000 each year die suddenly during an event or training or exercise or immediately after an event from cardiomyopathy, heart disease, and ruptured aneurysm. And we know that cardiomyopathy heart disease is due to a selenium deficiency, and ruptured aneurysms is due to a copper deficiency. So you can begin to put two and two together. Why does a 10-year-old die of a ruptured aneurysm? Well, he sweat out all of his copper, and you can't get copper from curly French fries and Pepsis. It just doesn't work.
Dr. Wallach, what about arthritis?
Well, arthritis is my favorite disease because it's easy to fix. It's one of the great myths that the medical profession perpetuates, is that you can't build bone mass after the age of 50, 60, 70 years of age. You can only slow down the loss. And the reason why they say that is because they try to rebuild bone mass using plain calcium, whether it's Tums or calcium citrate or carbonate or gluconate or lactate. And your body will not retain much or any of the calcium you supplement with in your bones without first building new bone matrix. You have to have new bone matrix. This is this rubbery collagen material that looks like tendon or skin, and it makes up 25 to 40% of our bone weight. 40% when you're a child and 25% when you're an adult. And so it's absolutely essential. If you want to deal with the wear and tear arthritis, osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis effectively, you have to take all 90 essential nutrients. And the best way to do that is with Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula. Remember, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician. And we learned a long time ago, maybe 100 years ago in veterinary medicine, that we could actually prevent and reverse, maybe even use the cure word in animals, arthritis, simply by giving the animal the raw material to develop properly and to maintain and repair the joints. And so using this information that we developed in animals, if you use the same concept for human beings, I have literally seen tens of thousands of people over the years who had bone-to-bone arthritis, they had osteoarthritis, they have degenerative arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, which are basically a joint form of osteoporosis. It's osteoporosis, the joint ends of the bones. And they've tried all kinds of medication. And, of course, if you take medication, if you take a painkiller, if you take an anti-inflammatory for arthritis, essentially all you're doing is cutting the wire to the red warning light. Pain in a joint says, don't use me until you fix me. And by taking a painkiller, by taking an anti-inflammatory, which will reduce pain, you're allowing that joint to be used even though it would have been painful without the drug. And so you're wearing that joint out faster and faster and faster. And to me, it's criminally negligent for someone to be prescribed a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory for joint disease without repairing the joint at the same time. And this is where the pig arthritis formula really shines, and it works just like a charm in human beings.
So does the same apply for bone spurs?
Absolutely. Bone spurs are a manifestation of osteoporosis. A person will get bone spurs and calcium deposits when you have osteoporosis, just the opposite of what a doctor will tell you. And you need more calcium, more magnesium. You need the bone matrix. You need the collagen, the glucosamine sulfate, the chondroitin sulfate. And those bone spurs and the calcium deposits will actually re-architecture back down to a normal bone. It takes a little while. It takes 4 to 6 months to pull that off. But you can do it on a regular basis, absolutely.
Cancer seems to be striking everywhere in our population these days. What do we have that we can help people that are facing the challenge of cancer?
Well, that's a great question. Back at the turn of the century, 1895, 1900, 1 out of 10 Americans developed cancer. Right now, it's 3 out of 5, and by the year 2050, it's projected 2 out of 3 people are going to develop cancer in America. The onset of cancer appears to be directly related to the amount of carcinogens. These are toxic waste either from agriculture or from the industrial waste that we find in our air and our food and our water and in the dust around us. And the lack of the ability to defend against these carcinogens, and the most common defense mechanism that we have, the one that we have access to in a very economical way, are the antioxidants like selenium, like the grape seed extract, like the green tea. You're looking at vitamin E, vitamin C, beta carotene, and avoiding fried foods and margarines and things that we have control of, eating as much organically grown food as possible. And according to the medical school at the University of Arizona, and this came out in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, December 25th, 1996. I mean, we're talking about a great Christmas gift to the American people. They did a wonderful study, 10 years. It was a double-blind study, 1,300 people. They gave the study group 250 micrograms, which is 1/4 of 1 milligram. And we're talking an itsy bitsy amount of selenium. They just used selenium alone, didn't change anything else. And by giving these people 250 micrograms, 1/4 of a milligram of the trace mineral selenium, they were able to reduce the risk of esophageal cancer by 71%, prostate cancer by 69%, greater than 2/3, colon and rectal cancer by 64%, almost 2/3. Lung cancer was reduced by 48% whether you smoked or not. And in a parallel study from the University of California, San Diego, 250 micrograms, 1/4 of 1 milligram of selenium, the trace mineral selenium, reduced the risk of breast cancer by 50 to 80%. And the same study showed that if you already have cancer, if you take 250 micrograms of selenium every day, you will, in fact, double the natural history life expectancy of a particular type of cancer. For instance, lung cancer, the natural history is about a year. Brain cancer is less than a year. Uterine, ovarian, colon, Breast cancer is 2 to 5 years. Prostate cancer is 5 to 8 years. Well, just by taking 250 micrograms of the trace mineral selenium every day, 0.25 milligram, according to the University of Arizona's medical school, you can double that life expectancy just by doing that one thing. And so if you take the other antioxidants and give up margarines and fried foods and sugar and caffeine and avoid as many of the agricultural waste and the toxic waste from the industry that you can, you will be able to avoid an enormous amount of cancer. And if you already have cancer, doing other things such as taking the antioxidants and getting on macrobiotic diets and so forth, you can add many healthful years to your life. You can certainly have a better quality of life. And many people will extend their lives in a great way, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And obviously, there's no way you can look in somebody's eyes and say, you're the one that's going to live 50 years. And so people just have to do all the right things, and they're going to get the best that can be gotten from nutrition and the supplements.
Dr. Wallach, I've been a diabetic for about 30 years. What kind of mineral should I take to help me?
Okay, well, first of all, are you an adult onset type 2 diabetic or a juvenile onset type 1 diabetic? Juvenile onset type 1. You are insulin dependent because the definition of a juvenile onset type 1 diabetic is that you do not make any insulin, and so you will never be able to wean off of insulin. You will always have to take some insulin. But there are two trace minerals, chromium and vanadium, that will make the insulin that you supplement yourself with very efficient. And most people who are juvenile onset type 1 diabetics are able to reduce the amount of insulin they require to stabilize their blood sugar by supplementing with the chromium and vanadium. Normally, a person learns how to adjust their insulin by taking their blood sugar once or twice or three times a day. And so you're taught how to adjust your insulin intake. And just by following what you've been taught, as you supplement with this plant-derived colloidal and the chelated chromium and vanadium, you will be able to get down to a new dosage of your insulin. And the value of taking the whole pig arthritis formula is that there's nothing worse than paying attention to your blood sugar levels and your insulin intake and then dying of a ruptured aneurysm because you didn't supplement with copper, or developing cancer because you didn't supplement with selenium. So it's very important, even though you're a diabetic and that is your primary immediate concern, still over the long haul, being a health-conscious person just out of necessity, you're going to have to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients. And the odds are, even though you're a juvenile onset type 1 diabetic, you have every honest expectation of living to be 100, symptom-free, if you do everything right.
Yes, my question's on Alzheimer's. Why is it more prevalent today than it was 15, 20 years ago?
Well, actually, Alzheimer's disease was a disease that did not exist 40 years ago. Alzheimer's disease, even by another name, could not be found in any medical dictionary or textbook or taught in any medical curriculum. It only became an entity in the medical literature in 1979. And today, it's apparently the number 4 killer of adults in the United States over the age of 65, behind cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and then comes Alzheimer's disease. And it appears, to me, with no doubt, that it's due to what I call a physician-caused disease, because doctors have encouraged people, in fact, demanded that people give up saturated fat and cholesterol and move towards a cholesterol-restricted or even a cholesterol-free diet to get their blood cholesterol down below 200. And they have created no less than 25 of these cholesterol deficiency diseases, and to me, Alzheimer's disease is one of the big ones. 75% of our brain weight is pure cholesterol. It's called myelin. It's this fatty stuff that insulates each nerve fiber, the brain and spinal cord, and we can only make about 10% of our daily need of cholesterol. The other 90% must come from the diet, and if a person is very, very good at giving up chicken skin and red meat and dairy and eggs like a doctor would have them do, after about 6 or 8 or 10 years, they're not going to be able to keep up with the maintenance and repair needs of the cholesterol for the myelin in the brain and spinal cord. And so you can just expect that the person's going to develop one or more of these 25 physician-caused diseases, including acquired seizure disorders and Alzheimer's disease. Now, the best way to avoid Alzheimer's disease is to eat a couple of eggs every morning for breakfast, not cooked in margarine or fried. You want to consume as much as 72 ounces of red meat every month. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's just a quarter pounder a day. And you want to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients. And when you get to the The vitamin E level, you want to have at least 2,000 international units of vitamin E, and you want 500 micrograms of selenium. And if you do that, even if you already have Alzheimer's disease, you can expect to have a significant amount of return of memory. Great study done by the University of California, San Diego, and the Salk Institute that says by taking 2,000 international units of vitamin E alone, even if you have advanced Alzheimer's disease, you can get a significant amount of memory return.
I've remodeled homes for families. You notice these little children bouncing off of walls. And what they get for breakfast and a snack after breakfast and then lunch again normally has sugar in it. Is there any correlation here with ADD?
Absolutely. Back at the turn of the century, 1895 to 1900, Americans were eating a half a pound of sugar per person per year. Today it's 150 pounds of sugar per person per year, and somebody out there is eating 300 pounds because I don't eat any. And I can tell you that there's a direct correlation between the increase in ADD, ADHD, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, and the increased consumption of sugar. And if you look at it, there's 5 million American children, school-age children, who are on Ritalin and Prozac and Imipramine and other antidepressants in school. 5 million drugged American kids in preschool and elementary school, simply because these kids are sensitive to sugar, like many people are sensitive to alcohol. There's good alcoholics who just kind of go to sleep when they have a couple of drinks. There's the people who get boisterous and sing loud Irish songs when they take a couple of drinks. And there's some people who get violent and very angry and become dangerous to themselves and other people. Child abuse, spouse abuse, they abuse their neighbors. Road rage is another way of looking at this. Life-threatening situations, people actually will gain criminal behavior sometimes because alcohol acts like a drug in them. Same way with sugar. Some people, when they take in sugar, they have low blood sugar and they just get drowsy and fall asleep. Some people, when they take in sugar, they get hyperactive and boisterous and actually ADD, ADHD. And then there's some people, when they take in sugar, again, will have road rage. They're very, very aggressive and reactive and can be dangerous to themselves and their families and other people in the community. And to me, it's criminal for Coca-Cola machines and candy machines in school and then wonder why kids beat up on each other or shoot each other. Well, in addition to getting all the sugar out of their life from sugar frosted flakes and Pepsis and Reese's peanut butter cups and candy and Pop-Tarts and syrup on their Eggos, they have to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients. Even little kids, from the moment they're born, to develop properly, this includes their emotions, and repair and maintain themselves, and especially lithium, chromium, and vanadium. And there's an enormous amount of research in human beings which show that lithium deficiency results in hyperactivity, ADD, ADHD, depression, manic depression, and criminal behavior. And so they have to do both. And you can avoid all this. It's amazing. Just within days, they will be perfectly normal little kids.
My next question is, my husband and I are thinking about starting a family, and we want to know the nutritional way to go.
Okay, that's a great question. People always ask me, well, when do children need to start taking vitamins and minerals? And the answer is, when they're still an egg is when you want to start them. And so we've learned in the animal industry, and remember, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician, we've learned in the animal industry that we could prevent as much as 98% of all birth defects, even ones that are thought to be genetic in humans, simply by giving the females, especially the females, all known essential nutrients for that species 6 months prior to conception. Build up that female animal's body and stores of these essential nutrients so that the embryo implants in the uterine wall and develops in an environment that has optimal amounts, guaranteed optimal amounts of all the nutrients, and you will almost eliminate the possibility of a congenital birth defect related to a mineral or vitamin or amino acid or essential fatty acid deficiency. To give you some idea of how successful this is, according to the University of California, San Francisco, right now in America, one out of every 33 human babies in America are born with some physical or emotional or mental birth defect. One out of 33. In animals, it's only one out of 500,000 if they're fed these commercial diets that have all the known nutrients in them. And so it's just very, very easy to understand, well, if we supplement young women and men who are in the childbearing years with these nutrients, that we'll be able to eliminate, totally eliminate cleft palates, cleft lips, spina bifida, eye defects, heart defects, hernias of various types, club feet, no feet, web fingers and toes, no fingers and toes, muscular dystrophy, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, cystic fibrosis. These are all preventable with proper preconception nutrition. So the earlier that a couple who wants to have normal, healthy children and have a wonderful, uncomplicated pregnancy, the earlier you can get on all 90 essential nutrients prior to conception, the better off everybody is.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. The women in my family are plagued with hay fever and asthma and allergies, and I don't want to join those ranks. Is there a better way?
Absolutely. Let's start with asthma. It's the easiest one to deal with. Asthma is actually a deficiency of three nutrients, magnesium, manganese, and the essential fatty acids. And by taking the pig arthritis formula twice a day, you're going to get the optimal amounts of the plant-derived colloidal and the chelated magnesium and manganese. And then by taking the minimum daily requirement, the 9 grams of the essential fatty acids, and those three nutrients together, the magnesium, manganese, and the essential fatty acids, will allow you to produce what's called prostaglandins. Prostaglandins are little short-lived hormones that last in your bloodstream 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and your body is continuously making them, kind of rapid fire. And when you don't have those three nutrients, you cannot make the proper prostaglandins to keep your bronchi and your trachea open, and that's when you develop asthma. And it's very common when people take all 90 essential nutrients, including the magnesium and manganese and the essential fatty acids. Within weeks or months, the tightness, this constant tightness in their chest, is significantly reduced or maybe even totally relieved. The frequency and the severity of their asthma attacks is reduced. I would certainly still keep an inhaler available until in case you had some unexpected emergency, kind of like wearing your seatbelt, even though you're on a smooth flight and you're not going to anticipate sudden turbulence. You need to be prepared for emergencies, but you have every honest expectation of doing very well. Then, as far as inhalant allergies from dust and pollens and seasonal ones from dust and pollens and maybe constant ones from danders on cats and dogs and chickens and feathers in your pillows and that kind of thing, maybe even chemicals that come out of rugs and formica and new cars like formaldehyde and other chemicals, you want to get your immune system working optimally so it can protect you from these things, because most people are able to tolerate them. And what happens is when your immune system doesn't have enough nutrition to function optimally, you become a victim of these things assaulting you all the time. And so what you want to do is, number one, take all 90 essential nutrients. So your immune system, which includes your liver and your spleen, your tonsils and your appendix, your thymus, your white blood cells, which include the neutrophils and the lymphocytes and the killer T cells and so forth. Also, you have eosinophils and basophils. You have neutrophils. All of these white blood cells, you have albumins and globulins, which are the immune proteins. You have antibodies themselves. You have your digestive system, your skin, your tears, the mucus in your body. All of that requires 90 essential nutrients to produce this immune system, which is not just your killer T cells. It includes all of these tissues and cells and organs of your body. Also, if you have these types of problems, you want to get some of these HEPA filters at your workplace, in your home, when you sleep. You can get the ones that you plug in your car. You want to eat as much organically grown food as possible. You want to drink filtered waters. You want to get as much chemicals out of your diet as possible and reduce this pressure on your immune system. If you have food allergies, you want to have a 5-day rotation diet. You want to take the enzyme, which has the pepsin and the betaine hydrochloride, which will help a person digest the proteins down into single amino acid. And it's the proteins and the allergens, such as danders and foods and pollens and dust, that cause the allergies and even can initiate an attack of asthma.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Is it possible that you can take too much?
Well, that's a great question, because people are concerned about overdosing with vitamins and minerals. The general answer is that if you look at the medical profession, according to the Center for Disease Control, Harvard Medical School, the U.S. News and World Report, Ralph Nader, Sidney Wolf, RAND Corporation, and many, many other well-respected institutions, they say that doctors kill 150,000 to 300,000 Americans each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence. Doctors injure 1.3 million Americans each year in hospitals alone as a result of medical negligence. And doctors infect 2 million Americans alone in hospitals as a result of medical negligence, for a total of 3.5 million casualties inflicted on the American public each year in hospitals just as a result of medical negligence. On the other side of this picture, there's not a single person who's overdosed on vitamins and minerals and trace minerals to the point where they have to be hospitalized or anything bad happen. And so when you compare the safety of vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and compared with standard medical procedures, it's enormously safe. And that's why I'm so excited about nutrition and the pig arthritis formula and the plant-derived colloidal minerals, and that's the direction I'd go.
Dr. Wallach, my 16-year-old daughter has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. What can you do for her?
Well, it's actually an easy one. We eliminated fibromyalgia in animals in 1957. And in sheep, it was called stiff lamb disease. And also in sheep and calves and foals, which are baby horses, and chickens and turkeys, and any other animal that was raised for meat, the disease is caused by a deficiency of three nutrients, the trace mineral selenium, vitamin E, and the sulfur-bearing amino acid methionine. And there's two things you have to do to deal with fibromyalgia. Number one, eliminate the free radicals and the trans fatty acids that actually initiate damage to the muscle and cause a scarring of the muscle tissue, which is very painful, even normal muscle movement. And you can understand why they call it stiff lamb disease if you have fibromyalgia. First of all, you eliminate fried foods, such as fried potatoes, which are, you know, the teenagers live on fried potatoes, right? So you have to eliminate fried potatoes, fried chicken, fish, shrimp, fried eggs, tempura, stir fry, anything fried, all margarine, salad dressings with oils in them have to be eliminated. And then again, the pig arthritis formula is perfect because it has optimal amounts of the trace mineral selenium in both the plant-derived colloidal and the chelated form. It has optimal amounts of vitamin E and the sulfur-bearing amino acid methionine. And it just works like a charm very quickly. Within weeks or months, they feel and they can recognize some benefit, and many people will get significant benefit very quickly.
Dr. Wallach, are baby formulas enough for our babies when they're born?
Unfortunately, not. Our formulas that we give to dogs, whether it's kind of like Science Diet dog food, are the puppy or kitten milk replacers for puppies and kittens you're going to raise by hand, have 40 minerals in them, including the minerals lithium, chromium, vanadium, and selenium. Ralston Purina laboratory rat pellets contain 28 minerals, including lithium, chromium, vanadium, and selenium. There's not a single human milk replacer on the market, on a off-the-shelf of a grocery store, that has more than 12 minerals. None of them contain lithium, chromium, vanadium, and only two, pro-soybean and Infamil, have selenium in them. And it's tragic that we give our dogs 40 minerals and our rats 28 and our kids 12 or less. You can begin to see why we spent $1.2 trillion for health care last year. You begin to see why we only live to be 75.5, half of our genetic potential for longevity of 120 to 140. Why we only rank 17th in longevity and 19th in healthiness, simply because we don't get the basic raw materials to develop properly and maintain and repair ourselves from the very beginning. I'll give you a tragic example. Sudden infant death syndrome is something that everybody is familiar with. We eliminated sudden infant death syndrome in animals back in the 1950s because farmers can't afford to lose 2 or 3 or 5 or 10% of the baby animals they're raising to sudden infant death syndrome. And we learned that it was due to a deficiency of the trace mineral selenium, causing sudden death in the most robust, the healthiest of the baby animals in the group or the herd or the flock. And we eliminate it simply by giving the pregnant mothers selenium, and as soon as the baby is born or hatched, they get selenium. And if you look at the human infant milk replacers on the market, only two of all of them put selenium in the formula. And so if I was going to raise a child today on these infant milk replacers, these infant milk formulas in a can or a bottle or a box, I would pick the two, pro-soybean and Infamil, that have selenium in them. And to stack things in favor of the child, I would still give them, from the moment they're born, a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight of the pig arthritis formula twice a day. Obviously, you may not want to use the orange juice in a newborn baby because they can develop allergies to it, but I would still give them the plant-derived colloidal and the chelated minerals and vitamins and amino acids. And the tragic example of this is 65%, this is a known fact, 65% of all the babies dying of sudden infant death syndrome in America are being fed canned milk replacers. Two-thirds of the ones who die of sudden infant death syndrome are being fed these canned infant formulas. And I guarantee you, they're being fed the ones that don't have selenium in them. And so, absolutely, it's important to supplement these babies from birth because you can't get everything you need from your four food groups, certainly not out of these canned formulas.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.